As for me, I will call upon God, July 29. Dedication to a life of prayer. As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Evening, and morning, and at noon, will I pray, and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. As we make Christ our daily companion, we shall feel that the powers of an unseen world are all around us, and by looking unto Jesus we shall become assimilated to his image. By beholding we become changed. The character is softened, refined, and ennobled for the heavenly kingdom. The sure result of our intercourse and fellowship with our Lord will be to increase piety, purity, and fervor. There will be a growing intelligence in prayer. We are receiving a divine education, and this is illustrated in a life of diligence and zeal. The soul that turns to God for its help, its support, its power, by daily, earnest prayer, will have noble aspirations, clear perceptions of truth and duty, lofty purposes of action, and a continual hungering and thirsting after righteousness. By maintaining a connection with God, we shall be enabled to diffuse to others through our association with them, the light, the peace, the serenity that rule in our hearts. The strength acquired in prayer to God, united with persevering effort in training the mind in thoughtfulness and caretaking, prepares one for daily duties, and keeps the spirit in peace under all circumstances. We are living in a most solemn, important time of this earth's history. We are amid the perils of the last days. Important and fearful events are before us. We should flee to the Word of God and to prayer, individually seeking the Lord earnestly, that we may find Him. We should make this our first business.